Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We are coming up on 10/25 on Good Friday. And as many people know, this is the day our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, gave up his life so that we could end up in heaven. And all we got to do is follow the Ten Commandments that God gave Moses and lead a clean life and don't fall into the devil's trap like becoming a Democrat. So my topic tonight is Trump stands alone on Good Friday. And you know who else stands alone? Dr. Carson. Dr. Carson, I saw a video of him. He was on The View. And they scolded him. And you know what Whoopi Goldberg said? What's wrong with you? This is what I saw, not what she said, but I read between the lines. You're a black man. You're supposed to be with us. Dr. Carson is his own man. And there's no shackles on Dr. Carson. And Whoopi played the race card. She called Trump a racist. If you're white, Whoopi will call you a racist. But if you're white, Whoopi is not a racist against white people. No. She's as pure as the driven coal. Yeah. Unbelievable. And then that Joy Behar. My God. If you want to talk about alcoholism, married to that woman for more than 10 minutes, I'd be throwing down pints forever. Unbelievable. So, Trump stands alone on Good Friday. Carson was on The View, and they raked him over the coals. But he's a fine gentleman. I'll tell you something. If Carson had run for the presidency before Obama, the country would be a hell of a lot different. And he's going for the overall objective. He knows that the people in charge are dividing the spoils, and it's a closed court. So God bless Dr. Carson, and I hope he stays the course, because I know he's taking a lot of heat. And but the evil that goes on in The View, they and the audience is a stacked deck. You can't get in there unless you denounce God. And you got to kiss the hammer and sickle. So Trump stands alone on Good Friday. Beware of special interest groups opposed to Trump. All special interest groups, no matter who they represent, are a thorn in the side of the American people and have to be eliminated. The only lobby in Washington should be in a Trump hotel. I got to tell you something else. When I see these guys with 30, 40, 50 years hurting the country, don't give them more than one term. One term per termite should be the motto. That's it. George Washington and the boys didn't create our governmental system so guys could sit on their ass for 50 years and milk it. One term and you're out. Get your crap and get out. So beware of special interest groups opposed to Trump. And I wouldn't put it past the rhinos and the democamos and the media to agitate and instigate a Muslim / Mexican drug lord terrorist hit on the Trump. Can you imagine the news media when the bomb goes off? You know where, right? They love it. They love that shattered glass and bloodied faces. They love to hear the screams. They love to see a high body count. Remember when Osama bin Laden came here? His goal was 100,000 dead Americans. Thanks to the courage of 911 New Yorkers, including the 343 firemen who gave up their lives. And you wonder how many gave up their mental health after. And it's really sad. I have a friend who was a customer of mine whose brother was a fire captain. And I think he lost almost his entire firehouse. And he had to do all the eulogies for their funerals. And after he was finished, he retired, put in his papers, and he went to Florida to get his sanity back. It was a nightmare, and the media made you forget about it, and the communist education system has written it out of the history books. Your children don't know about 911. Anyway, so be careful that these demo camos and rhino rats, I call them, don't instigate a terrorist hit on Trump or a drug lord hit on Trump. Mexico doesn't want that wall. There's a lot of money. There's more money in drugs. And now marijuana is on the futures market at a commodity exchange. You see where we're going, right? They took down the Ten Commandments and they threw them in the closet and they brought the freaks out. And now we're all living in Freak City. And the freak minority is controlling the bewildered majority. And do not trust the polls. Only my poll is the only one that's accurate. And there's three letters that we can now add to Trump's title. Donald J. Trump, TNS. Takes no Shiite. Trump is a doer. He will get things done quickly. Fox has their own poll that says Trump can't beat Hillary. I call them fixed news. and they can go fox themselves. My polls are 100% accurate. Stasio and Wanda say no one will stump Trump. Hey, Rupi Murdoch, it's time to fire your plant, Megyn Kelly, and give Hannity his slot back. And Rheons Priebus, that sounds like a disease. You got Rheons Priebus. Oh, what can I do? Nothing. It'll fall off all by itself. Yeah, we see how sneaky you are, Rheons. Oh, yeah, we're fair and impartial, and we're keeping an open mind. Yeah, sure you are. Yeah. You got push carts ready to go to the convention. Trump is the revolution. So, being that it's a solemn evening tonight, we are going to find solemn tunes. And we're going to reminisce, meditate, and have a good time, and thank God for his sacrifice so that we now can go to paradise if we're good. I'll do a little quick one on this because I like this.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, so I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, so I can pray this name. Gotta get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray His name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church where I can pray His name.
Oh.
Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church where I can pray His name. I gotta get to the altar.
Church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yes,
I need a church where I can pray His name.
Oh, I need a church for the word of the Lord is we all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise Him all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can
to the 22 vets who are going to take their lives tonight. Don't do it. Put it off. Put it off one day. Pearly, and watch the sun come up. And realize that God loves you and he needs you not to die but to live. The next tune we're going to dedicate to all vets, past and present. Thank you for your service. You saved us from being killed in our beds, but nobody appreciates what you do. But God does. And above all, he loves you.
Tudo que se fez. Dream.
I saw a letter tonight from a guy who works very hard trying to get documents that the government doesn't want the people to see. And I saw a sad one tonight, and it had to do with Vietnam prisoners of war who were tortured by the Cubans and then transported from Nam to Cuba to be experimented on. 17 names. And one of them was a lieutenant who was shot down. And I think they said he died in Nam in 72. What happened? And according to this report, he died in Cuba, and he was sent back to Nam to redeem the body for money being paid by the U.S. government. And when they did an autopsy, or forensic autopsy, they discovered that this guy who on the death certificate said he died in 72. He died in 75. And a guy I know who's a big anti-communist told me that there were also POWs in Nam that were sent to Russia to be experimented on for drug tests to see which drug corrupts the Americans the most. So I just hope, if all that is true, that those who were left and not claimed get justice. And the next tune I dedicate to those who suffered and were not recognized for their suffering.
Thank you.
Next tune I dedicate to the POWs, those we know about and those we don't know about. And POW, also, if you ever look at the MIA flag, the POW in on the center of the flag, his head is bowed like a babe in the womb. And there are also POWs known as prisoners of the womb. The longest that they will be on death row is 9 months, and the shortest could be in 2 or 3 weeks. And this song I dedicate to all POWs.
When I cannot close my eyes and the night goes on, troubles taunt on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who comes near, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my and shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
Next one we dedicate to the Ukrainian people. May God protect.
when they crucified my Lord. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
One day see the goodness of the Lord.
Trump and Carson, and they're going to pile on both of those guys like you never saw before, and they truly do stand alone. There's nobody helping them. No Republicans are helping them. No Democrats definitely won't help them. The media hates their guts. Now, why is that? Why are they such a big threat to those groups? Are they going to do something for Americans that Americans gave up on having being done? If we all surrendered to the establishment? Trump is the revolution. Trump is the new Jerusalem. we're going to shut down. Wishing all of you a happy Easter and a safe weekend. We'll close with a little Latin.